Court will proceed to the fourth case of the day, Feliu versus Gonzalez. Mr. Dennerlein?
Yes, Your Honor.
May it please the Court, Red Dennerlein on behalf of the appellant petitioner, Mr. Feliu. The judge erred below. In particular, the judge erred in applying a determination of changed country conditions. The judge had fully credited the petitioner's, Mr. Feliu's, testimony and found past persecution. Specifically, he said, quote, that he has been persecuted because he is an ethnic Albanian Muslim who was a member of the LDK, which is a political party in Kosovo. Under the law, Mr. Feliu was entitled to a presumption of a well-founded fear of future persecution based on his status as an LDK member. The judge determined that presumption was rebutted, and that was error, because what he did is he determined that there were general change circumstances in Kosovo, which we all recognize. The regime had changed there. There's NATO there. There's the UN there. But what he did not do is make an individualized analysis to determine that the change was such that applicant, this is from the CFRs, no longer has a well-founded fear of persecution in applicant's country of nationality, end quote, quote, on account of, end quote, quote, membership in a particular social group or political opinion. In other words,
do you have a position as to whether we can consider current country reports, or should we consider only those that were in the record at the time of Mr. Feliu's immigration hearing?
I don't have one at my tip of my tongue, but I know there are decisions from this court that have addressed that issue. I think in a situation similar to this, where a petitioner attempted to bring in a subsequent State Department report, and I believe the court denied that under some standard which I have not articulated in the brief, nor do I know right now. What the judge error is evidenced by at least three things. He completely failed to mention, in his opinion, the KLA, which is a violent political arm present in Kosovo, as a threat to LDK members, of which Mr. Feliu was a member. No mention of it whatsoever, despite the fact that the record was, and the record evidence was presented from Amnesty International reports, that the LDK members face a high risk of physical violence, harassment, and discrimination if returned to Kosovo, include, quote, members or supporters of political parties not aligned with the former KLA, which the record supported the LDK was one of those groups. The Amnesty International reported KLA members killing LDK members in 2000. There's reports in 2001 of assassinations of moderate Albanians, including LDK members. And then there were reports from of attacks and threats on political figures, including LDK members, and murders of LDK members, including an LDK member in Mr. Feliu's own hometown, Klina. What was the source of that? The United States State Department report from 2002, not even mentioned by the judge below.
Is there anything in the record regarding Mr. Feliu's father's level of participation in LKD? In other words, was he merely a member? Did he attend rallies, pass out literature? In other words, what do we know about the father's public involvement?
We know very little. What evidence was in the record that the judge had was that the father was an LDK member as of 1981. There's no evidence in the record that he necessarily was an ongoing member of the group or is today. In fact, this was going to be one of my points, the judge speculated about Mr. Feliu's family members, and in fact, instead of relying on and not even mentioning the State Department reports, State Department and Amnesty reports, he says that the country conditions burden was not met by my client because he did not submit letters on behalf of his family members who he admitted, the judge, my client had not been in contact for 3 years. So the judge ignored affirmative reports from our very own government and relied on the absence of letters from my client's family and speculated about their well-being today when there's no evidence in the record as to what their well-being is today, speculated on what their activity is or even membership was in LDK today. The only evidence in the record was that Mr. Ballew's father was an LDK member as of 1981, and I believe he also testified that presumably the last time he spoke with his uncle, he was also a member of the LDK. But there's no evidence in the record that his family members are doing well today. The judge speculated that because Mr. Ballew did not get letters from his family, and even speculated about friends who there's no evidence in the record of being able to contact friends in Kosovo, did not submit these letters, that therefore there must not be any threat to LDK members if they were to return to Kosovo. That's contradicted, and I believe it's an error as a matter of law, by affirmative evidence unrebutted by the government that LDK members, of which Mr. Ballew is a member, and which was the basis, the social group basis for being found to be a refugee, are being threatened and have been, according to the evidence and record, threatened by KLA members, for example. I also believe...
Before you move to that, I just wanted to... I'm curious. You didn't raise any challenge to the IJ's denial of humanitarian asylum, that is, asylum just based on past persecution alone. Given the terrible circumstances in Kosovo when he fled, it seemed like that might have been a strong argument for you.
I did not raise that. I found that the asylum argument for refugee status was such a lower standard that the evidence clearly supported that I didn't need to argue for humanitarian right to be granted asylum status under that. I think also the judge's error is evidenced by the fact that he never once mentioned that the government, in fact, had the burden of proof to rebut a change of government country conditions once a finding of past persecution was found. In fact, the only mention of in the record or in the opinion of burden of proof and burden of persuasion is on Mr. Ballew. I think that at bottom, what the government's case comes down to is they're saying that because there was a regime change of Mr. Milosevic leaving the control of Kosovo because he is now at The Hague under war crimes trial, that because of that regime change, everything should be rosy in Kosovo. Well, simply because one threat to a social group is removed does not mean that you ignore the other threats to the social group.
And you're familiar with the 2004 country report by the State Department, right? Because that reflects further improvement for ethnic Albanians and LDK members in Kosovo.
I am generally familiar with it, but I am not relying on it because it's not in the record. And I'm relying on what was in the record
Yeah, but our case law does permit us to look at more current reports.
Well, the case law does indicate that there can be some judicial notice, but it can only happen if the petitioner has an opportunity and due process to respond to that, which obviously we have not had a chance to respond to the 2004 report. So I would present that would be improper to rely on a piece of evidence in the record or put it into the record under judicial notice that we have not had an opportunity to rebut. And I have not been prepared to do that today. By any means. I think, so to conclude my point, I think what the government's case comes down to is that they're assuming that because there's regime change that you can ignore all of their threats to a particular social group. I think that's improper. It would also be inconsistent with the court's recent Kalakoki opinion, if I pronounce that correctly, from December of 2005, which did not, if that case were decided correctly, it would have, under the government's analysis, it would have foreclosed any Kosovar LDK members from bringing any claims for asylum. That can't be the case.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Ms. Keeney?
May it please the court, Jennifer Keeney for the government. This petition for review, Your Honor, should be denied because although petitioner established that he had suffered persecution in the past in Kosovo, the immigration judge properly found that country conditions had changed to such an extent, so fundamentally, that he no longer had a well-founded fear of future persecution.
Now, are you cognizant of colloquy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because, yeah.
First of all, let me talk about the burden a little bit, because petitioner is arguing that the immigration judge did not shift the burden correctly. The way that the burden works in the immigration laws is if you establish past persecution, you've got a presumption of a well-founded fear of future persecution on the original basis of the claim. In this case, petitioner was found to have suffered past persecution at the hands of the Serb authorities. The immigration judge properly noted that the Serb authorities were no longer occupying or controlling or persecuting in Kosovo. Therefore, that rebutted the presumption of a well-founded fear on that basis. What petitioner is now doing is asserting a new claim of persecution based on this rival group. That shifts the burden back to him. He has to establish that he has a well-founded fear of persecution on that basis. The immigration judge's decision clearly delineates and is in full compliance with the regulation. At the onset of the immigration judge's decision, he clearly indicates the shifting of burden of proof. This is on page 4 of the immigration judge's decision.
You know, you're correct that the IJ set forth the proper standards and the placement of the burdens in the beginning. But to me, for one, it seemed like true boilerplate language, because when he goes to apply the tests, he really appears to place the burden on Baliu. You know, he says, for instance, given the weakness of the applicant's testimony with respect to current conditions in Kosovo, it is the assessment of the board that the respondent would need corroborative evidence to support his claim. I mean, that certainly is placing the burden on the petitioner. He also said Baliu has not been able to produce other documentation which would support the fact that he would face future persecution. That's my problem.
Okay, I'll address that, Your Honor. First of all, when the immigration judge got to that position, he had already shifted the burden back. So you're correct. He was applying the burden to petitioner in that case. The way that the immigration judge's decision reads clearly indicates that he shifted the burden correctly. And I'll go through it page by page, or specifically identify exactly where the immigration judge or what the immigration judge did. First of all, the immigration judge found past persecution by the Serbians. By Serb authorities. He found, and he noted, country conditions have changed significantly. He identifies that there were multinational forces now in Kosovo and that there was no evidence that Serb authorities were continuing to persecute. He cites the correct regulation, which states that past persecution can be rebutted if there have been fundamental changes in the country condition. He correctly analyzes whether petitioner would have qualified for humanitarian grant of asylum, which would only come into play if there was past persecution, but country conditions had fundamentally changed such that the applicant no longer had a well-founded fear.
I mean, now is the time, I think, when we have to discuss colloquy, because, of course, in that case, we questioned whether the government could meet the burden of demonstrating changed conditions for an ethnic Albanian fleeing persecution in Kosovo. You know, I understand that each case involves an individual assessment of fear of future persecution, but do you think the colloquy case indicates that conditions in Kosovo are such that ethnic Albanians may have reason to fear?
I think the case stands for the proposition that the immigration judge didn't address all of the concerns that petitioner had expressed with regards to continuing fear of persecution. In this case, the immigration judge, after finding that there had been a shift in or the burden had shifted humanitarian grant, went through and addressed each of petitioner's concerns with regards to his testimony of fear that there might be Serb authorities still persecuting. He went through and he addressed each of these concerns. He said that conditions in Kosovo are not perfect, but that they have changed significantly, specifically with regards to what his past persecution pertained to, which was the Serb authorities. The immigration judge at that time started to consider whether petitioner would have a well-founded fear, despite the fact that there had been changed conditions, despite the fact that the CERB authorities are no longer there. So in this case, distinguishable from the other case in the Seventh Circuit that I can't pronounce, the immigration judge in this case clearly went through and addressed each of the concerns that petitioner had had with regards to continued fear of the CERB authorities, and then with regards to future fear on a different basis. Now, petitioner, the only ground that petitioner asserted beyond the CERB authorities of fearing persecution in the future was with this rival group. The immigration judge, petitioner's correct to note that he didn't specifically state it in the decision, but it's clear, based on the testimony, that that is the only other basis for his fear of being affiliated with the LDK. Therefore, the immigration judge properly considered that claim. At that point, it had already been shifted back to petitioner. The immigration judge properly noted that petitioner's father and uncle, also members of the LDK, and petitioner specifically testified in cross-examination that his father was still a member of the LDK at the time of the hearing. The immigration judge correctly noted that that undermines a claim that he might have continuing fear on that basis. And also, because petitioner did not testify to anything specific, the country reports talk about scattered incidences of harm of LDK, but it's quite clear that most of the harm is against Serbs who continue to live there. Of the harm that's happening to Albanians, most of it is criminal or family rivalry or economic rivalry. There's very few incidences of harm specifically against LDK members. Petitioner did not testify to any of his friends or family having suffered harm at the hands of the KL, or whatever the other rival group was. And the immigration judge was not improper in requiring some specific incidences or corroboration. Petitioner testified specifically that although he had not been in contact with his family, he was in contact with friends who could relay to him that his family was living and remained in Kosovo. He did not testify to any specific incidences of anybody he knew who was a member of his organization that was suffering persecution or harm by the other group. Therefore, the immigration judge properly noted that with the general nature of his testimony, that he was unable to meet his burden of proof of a well-founded fear of future persecution without some form of corroboration. I would also like to note that this court does have a decision in Brunkaj, I believe it's called, that does recognize the fundamental changes in Kosovo. Specifically, the past persecution in this case is the CERB authorities. The immigration judge properly noted that that has been removed. So that rebutted the presumption and shifted it back to petitioner. If there's no further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Dennerlein.
Brunkaj did not involve an LDK member. It would be a sad day in our country if we let an immigration judge decide the issue of changed country conditions for a refugee without even mentioning our own government State Department report that LDK members are getting killed in Kosovo. Mr. Baliu could walk out his door if he were returned based on the evidence in the record and get shot by a KLA member. To not even mention that evidence is just beyond comprehension for our system of justice. The government has it wrong as to what the standard is on the presumption. The presumption is that you get it, a presumption of future persecution, if it's on the basis of the original claim. That's true, and that's in the CFR. What the judge found here, and the government did not appeal the findings of fact, so this is verboten. The judge found specifically that he has been persecuted because he is an ethnic Albanian who was a member of the LDK. There's no question that if KLA members are killing LDK members, that fear of persecution is related to what the judge found was the basis for past persecution. And in fact, the CFR says that, quote, if the applicant's fear of future persecution is unrelated to the past persecution, the applicant bears the burden. So the government is wrong. Only if the fear of future persecution is unrelated does the burden go back to petitioner. There's no question here that if KLA members, there's evidence of them in the record killing LDK members, that is related to the fact that Mr. Ballew was a member of the LDK. My time's out.
Thank you, Stanley.
Thank you.
Thanks. The case is taken under advisement.